Hello, party people, and welcome to a wickedly awesome episode of Cast Party. See what I did there? Presented by Shays Performing Arts Center. My name is Rita Siriani, and with me today, I have my co-party host, Juliana Tracy. Thank you for that. Beautiful. And in this corner, Kenny Lazuski. That was good, too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's my audition.
Beautiful. You guys booked the role. How's everyone's week going so far?
You know, it's a very silly week. I will say, in theme with this episode, if you clicked on this episode, you already know what it is. Today, the day we're recording it, is Wicked Day.
It is.
So I'm decked out for the occasion, and I'm feeling real great. So
yeah, Juliana has an amazing holding space shirt with Ariana Grande and Cynthia Rivas.
That's from the interview they did, right? And she held her finger. Yes. Yep. Oh my gosh, what a wickedly awesome shirt.
Iconic.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Yeah. My wicked hat, my wicked socks. Let's go. Let's do this. Wicked the musical text.
Is this a wicked bear?
No.
No, that's from The Wiz.
Okay, put that down.
It's also a lion.
Oh, lions? Oh, Jesus. 0-2.
I've got my Defy Gravity hoodie that my mom bought for me last year in the children's section of Target. If anyone would like to buy me anything, my
size is
it is.
It's really cute.
I'm a youth extra large.
Those are monkeys, though.
Yeah.
What's the monkey's name?
There's many monkeys.
Chistri is Chistri. The main monkey.
Chistri. Oh, yeah. Is he the head monkey?
It's the head monkey.
These monkeys scare the crap out of me, man.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're scary.
My hoodie's scary. And Ken's got on pink today.
Salmon.
Pink.
Yeah, I'm trying.
We feel like Ken is a Glinda, so we asked him to wear pink today.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Teaser. We'll find out. I'm so excited. Why is today Wicked Day?
Because today is the 22nd anniversary of their opening on Broadway. So when we are recording this, it is October 30th. It is the day before Halloween. It's Halloween Eve.
Spooky.
But yes, that is the 22 years ago today, they opened Wicked on Broadway.
Hmm.
And 22 years later, it is my entire personality.
What a phenomenon.
Yeah, we're still talking about it.
22 years.
And, like, I was thinking about this the other day. The best musical of 2004 was not Wicked.
No.
Really? What was it?
It was Avenue Q.
My favorite.
Which, okay.
You actually would like Avenue Q.
You would like Avenue Q a lot. Hot take, ready for this? I'm not as mad as I used to be that Avenue Q won that Tony Award.
Are they still touring like Wicked after all these years, 22 years later? There's no Avenue Q merch?
There's not, but it is a great show.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It was very iconic for the moment.
I see.
Yes. I say, like, so Wicked, I think, is the more long-lasting. So in hindsight, that one, like, people would say should have won the Tony. However, Avenue Q, first of all, used puppetry in a kind of a fairly new way on Broadway, as well as they also added a lot of adult themes that may have shocked some Broadway audiences at the time.
Yes.
That kind of, in my opinion, pushed the medium. And then if you were looking at it in hindsight, they also had, like, this Tony Award campaign that kind of worked really well.
Ooh.
I can go into this whole thing, and that could be, like, a whole bonus episode on its own. Right now we're
That's
talking about Wicked.
I know you could.
I just realized Juliana has a Wicked beanie on as well.
Yes.
Yeah, she also has Wicked socks on.
You did say that, yes.
That's great.
This is crazy. A lot of Wicked merch.
Yes.
Their merch stand here is probably going to be, like, well, I Googled it and looked at stuff. It was
There's
cool.
a ton.
I want the plush of the monkey.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Actually. So before we get any too deep into this, we know that there are some of you out there who, like Ken, have maybe not seen the staged production.
Never.
You've never seen it.
Never seen the stage. Only watched the movie 4 times on the way to Italy.
That's right, so. With your wife.
Yes.
Hey, Brie. So really quick, let's give you a little synopsis. It harkens back to our first episode. Wicked, welcome to the wonderful land of Oz, where there is a young woman born with emerald green skin, smart, fiery, misunderstood, and possessing an extraordinary talent. When she meets a bubbly blonde who is exceptionally popular, their initial rivalry... I got this wrong when I said this the first time, 2 months ago. Their initial rivalry turns into the unlikeliest of friendships until the world decides to call one good and the other one wicked. Music and lyrics by Stephen Schwartz, who I love, and book by Winnie Holzman. All right, there we go. That's the synopsis.
Yeah, you guys have been hyped like crazy for this. I think everybody
yeah.
in Western New York, my family, I know all the girls are coming in my family. I had to get them 8 tickets or whatever for Saturday.
We're so stoked.
And they've seen it before. They've seen it here. It was here before, right?
Yeah, 2017 and 2013.
Oh, wow, it's been here twice before?
I'm sure more times before that.
Well, regardless, it's one of those.
I'm not sure. But
I'm reading this, too. As of October 26th, 8,538 performances of Wicked.
On Broadway.
On Broadway.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people who have seen this. Well, obviously, it's a cultural phenomenon, right? You got the merch, the movies, the show, the touring,
I think last time I was in New York City, I went up to the box office at Wicked, and I was like, maybe I could get some tickets day of. And I could, but they were a student loan payment equivalent. I was like, oh, my God. After all these years, okay.
And you guys have seen it, obviously, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
On Broadway or here or both or what?
Do you want to go?
Let's see. So I was trying to think when you said this. The tour I saw of Wicked was at Shays. So it was my second show I saw at Shays.
Wow.
It was in high school, and I hate to date myself and Kenny. I think it was like junior or senior of high school, so 2009, 2010. And I was in the balcony, and I feel like that musical to me was like game changing. It was it was beautiful. It was lush. It was very visceral. I didn't know a musical could be that immersive, like just from the beginning of, alone with the proscenium. So I've always really enjoyed it. I'm really excited to see it again. What about you, Juliana? When did you see it?
Well, okay. So I think I definitely saw it when I was like around 12. And I grew up in Rochester.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it was like 12 or 13. So that had to be 2012 or 2013. So I just remember like that show, that specific performance was also like a game changer for me, too. I remember her like going up on Defying Gravity and being like, I have to do this forever kind of thing. But then I also saw 2017 was the next time it came around, so I saw it twice when I was in high school.
Oh my gosh!
Once for free because I did like a master class kind of thing.
Oh, that's fun.
And then once with my mom and my neighbor, who's kind of like an aunt figure to me. And then I saw it on Broadway with my mom and that same aunt figure for the 20th anniversary, like a couple days before. So that was super cool. I have the 20th anniversary like playbill and all that stuff.
Oh my god.
This will be my, I guess, fifth time seeing Wicked.
Whoa. And you're still just as stoked as the first time.
Oh, my God. I love
time.
Wicked. It's like, it's one of those shows. Like, people are always like, it's cliche to say, like, Wicked is one of your favorite shows. But it's cliche and it's, like, stereotypical that it's one of the favorite shows because it changes so many, I think, young girls and some young boys' lives in terms of, like, making them go, I love theater. This is what I have to do forever.
And, oh, 100%. I think it's a really unique musical because, I mean, I'm trying to think of other spin-offs or, like, other basically fan fiction that turns into a musical.
Right.
And none that really kind of executed it as well or seamlessly as Wicked.
Ratatouille, the musical during COVID on TikTok.
That's right. That's a good example,
Ken. The Ratatouille fanfic.
Fanfic
going
turn.
To more of a Emil and Remy's relationship. I don't know. No, I'm kidding.
So we were talking the other day, though, about tours. And I realized, Ken, you might not know this, but, you know, if Hamilton comes through,
It did, right?
That would have that tour had a specific name, right? So I think it was the Aaron Burr tour or the Angelica tour.
Yeah, I think they have. So basically, if a Broadway show has, like, two legs of a tour going at the same time, so, like, one tour will be on the East Coast, one will be on the West, and so on, so, like, multiple parts of the country can see the show at the same time, they'll name them different things. So there's a delineation.
So we were talking yesterday, and we figured out that the tour coming through now is going to be called...
It is the Munchkinland tour.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Isn't that cool?
Wait. Stop a second. Wait. There's two tours of Wicked going on right now. There's a West Coast one?
No. Yes, but no. So the lore is, thank you, Fandom Wiki. So if I get anything wrong,
blame
the fans on Fandom Wiki because there was
they wouldn't lie to you.
There was not a lot of info, but this is like the general consensus. And I actually sent a message a while ago with dates and stuff.
To the mayor of Munchkinland?
To the mayor of Munchkinland, who
does
is Rita Sirianni.
Actually,
the mayor? Oh, isn't Elphaba's dad the mayor?
Yes,
you're right.
He's actually the governor of Munchkin Land.
He's the governor.
I'm wrong. You're wrong.
The mayor.
I think. Yeah,
he's a high-ranking government official in Oz.
Yes, as Nessa Rose says, I'm an unelected official.
Well, those are the best kind.
Where is this? Hold on. I have like an explanation.
I will say really quickly. I do believe that a Niagara Falls native played the mayor of Munchkin Land in the Wizard of Oz film.
Stop. That's amazing.
I'm pretty sure.
A lot of like deep cuts today.
Yeah. I know a lot about Wizard of Oz / Wicked.
All right, I'm not going to find it, but basically, so I won't have the exact dates and stuff, but basically the Wicked tour started off with the Emerald City tour. Mm-hmm. And basically that tour like toured all over the country, and then a couple years later, based off of the popularity of that tour, they also launched the Munchkin Land tour to have two tours going at the same time. And then the Emerald City tour around 2015-ish, I think March of 2015, according to Fandom Wiki.
Go off, Juliana.
Basically, it closed during, I think, at the Pantages in L.A.
Okay.
Like that leg.
Did I briefly think you were mispronouncing pandemic? Yes. Sorry, continue.
No, the Pantages.
Set myself out.
Because that was 2015. No.
I thought you were saying Fantasia.
Fantasia. Yeah. No, they closed in L.A., that leg of the tour. So the Emerald City one closed, but the Munchkin Land tour is still going. So the Munchkin Land tour, I think, is the only North American tour of Wicked going on right now, but it still has the name the Munchkin Land tour because there was the Emerald City tour that previously was also going on simultaneously with them. Right.
And the reason why I find this particularly interesting with Shays is because, you know, if a tour has two separate names, it's usually because it's two companies, right? But also, there's a different production element, I believe, that I hope we're allowed to mention. I won't say what
say
part,
it.
But they're in the original tour for Emerald City, they were in need of a trapdoor.
Yes.
And so Shays, when they came to Wicked, when Wicked came to Buffalo, did not have a trap. We didn't have a trapdoor.
Yeah. Oh. What did David Copperfield do?
Like David Copperfield, good question.
Yeah. If they had to
tell you.
You mean the musician? No, I'm
sorry. Can we ask him?
So what they did was, our production team and the Wicked team, is they made a trapdoor.
Yes, I've seen it.
And if
yes.
you go on a tour at Shays.
Which you should.
Which you should, because Juliana and I have been working on docent training on and off, is you can see where the trapdoor has since been filled, and there is, like, metal bars.
Wait a minute. It doesn't work?
No, we had to reseal it.
Oh, no. Put that on, seal it. They're coming back. Don't they need the door?
Well, so part of why.
Don't they need the door?
Great question. It's a different tour and a different production is that they found something else to do as a workaround for a trapdoor.
Because not every theater is as dedicated as Shays and will saw into their stage.
I think that's great. It's like always there and it's like a talking piece now. Like that's the trapdoor from Wicked.
And there
which
are
going to unseal for you guys listening.
No, but great idea.
Well, I'm going myself to do it
after
this.
I'm pretty sure in the ceiling too. Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but like I'm almost positive. Isn't there like holes from the Phantom of the Opera chandelier too? Or is
Cassandra's
that...
nodding yes.
Cassandra's
yes.
nodding. Cassandra knows all.
So like there's little pieces of the theater that like the tours have left behind, like little quirks and stuff that like remind us like, wow, that was here.
It kind of reminds, I mean, I feel like it adds to its history.
Yeah,
it does.
And
definitely
like makes it richer. And I found that to be just so incredibly interesting. And it's funny now, like when I think about other shows like Beetlejuice, like if they're at a theater that has a trap door, the couple will fall through there. But if there's not, they find a different way to kill them. So like,
wait, so the one that we saw here, I saw here, that they died differently?
Yeah.
How did they die even? I don't
know. They got electrocuted.
And other ones, they fall?
Yeah.
So on Broadway, they do trap door through the ground. Or at least they did. But I think the tour like changed that semi-permanently, at least for the tour, where there's no trapdoor.
That's right. They get electrocuted.
They get electrocuted. So you'll find that, you know, and this is a great reason why you should always try your best to see shows in, like, the different stages of their life, whether it's on Broadway or touring or at a regional or at a community, because everyone's kind of tackling these problems uniquely.
Juliana's one-woman show of Wicked.
Yes.
Which will be at the Spotlight Lounge during subscriber week. If you do have a hold, Juliana will be singing every number. And I will be, I'm her agent as well.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
So.
You only get 7%.
No.
Yeah, only 7. No. So, like, this is, like, all a joke, but also, like, if you, for some reason, you, like, you have to go up and use the restroom during Wicked, and they won't let you in because there's an important plot thing going on. Do not worry. I got you.
Juliana's commitment is unmatched. Obviously, the film merch, because the film's coming, the sequel is coming out November 21st, so plan accordingly. The film merch is going to be different than your Shay's musical merch that you find from the tour here. They're not going to be the same. However, Juliana, you have been on an epic adventure this week, and I would love it if you shared with the audience at home. I feel like this was your ruby slippers. I don't know.
It's so gratifying. It's so fun.
Okay. First of all, no offense to Ken, who is a reseller. I just want to say, anybody who resells merch, you are the actual devil. You are actually evil.
See, this is how I feel.
I hope you burn. Yeah. Anyway.
I feel the same way when somebody's trying to buy something I want. But, like, I don't care.
So, basically,
I started this and I'm proud.
I'm sorry. The Wicked Stanleys released this week.
That's right.
I forgot that they were. So I kind of just was like, when did those release? And it was like a day ago it released. And I was like, oh, no.
That's too late.
Too late. On the Target app, there's basically like it'll say, like you could order for pickup these items, and you could order the Stanley Cups for pickup. But basically it would say like, instead of me ordering it for pickup, it'll say, like, limited stock of each of one of the Stanley Cups.
Tricky.
And I wanted the Elphaba one because I got the Glinda one last year because I was the only one left in stock. Mm-hmm. I assume because Target orders more of the Glinda ones because Ariana Grande is wonderful, whatever.
She's a queen.
But so there's more Glindas in stock than the Elphabas, and I'm like, I want an Elphaba. So I drove.
Yep, map it out.
Ready? Map it out, you guys.
This is where the driving comes from.
So I went from, so Orchard Park was the one where it said definitively, like, the Elphabas are in stock.
So you started at Shay's, correct?
Yes.
And you drove out to Quaker Crossing.
I drove out to Quaker Crossing.
So that's one half
Orchard
hour.
Orchard Park. To get these Elphabas, I go into the store because it says they're in stock, but I cannot order them for pickup. I have to go in because they're limited quality. So I go into the store. I walk. I, like, use the Target map to, like, go to the thing. I walk there. All of a sudden, I just see a sea of purple. Because, as you know, look up all this, the Stanleys. The Glinda one is, like, an opalescent purple to match her dress. Yes. You'll see in the movie.
It's on the poster, too.
I see a sea of purple, and I go, no way. No way. I get it. The shelf is just filled with Glinda ones. Nothing else.
Oh.
There is no Elphaba. So then I go from... Then I go to the next one on the
What's
app.
What's the next one?
The next one was Walden Galleria. So I go from Orchard Park to Walden Galleria.
So that's another half hour.
Back north.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Walden Galleria has, like, nothing. Like, I think it had some Glindas, nothing.
Yeah. That one's usually pretty picked over,
too. Walden Galleria to the next one that said there was a limited stock, the Williamsville Transit. So
it's like, that's another 20 minutes.
If I knew that, that's two minutes from my house.
Actually nothing. Like, actually, like, the shelf, like, I go in there, the shelf is, like, hidden in
brutal,
itself.
Dude.
And I go in and I see, you need, like, a sign that says, like, we're limiting all of these to a purchase of 5. I'm like, okay, so maybe there's...
Five
Stanleys each. I'm like, first of all...
How many?
I'm like, how many Stanleys do you people need?
They're selling them.
It's empty. Like, the shelf is empty. They just have the sign to fool me and to trick me and to be mean to me. So then I go from, what is it? I'm at Walden Gallery.
You were at Williamsville.
And then I go, I'm like, okay, I'm going to try the one right by my house. I was like, I'll watch Dancing with the Stars and I'll leave during Dancing with the Stars, which is big for me. I'll leave during Dancing with the Stars if this cup is available.
And during the day, your lovely supervisor, Cassandra, tried to order one for you as well at the Quaker Crossing.
Yep. And both times they canceled. They were like, I'm sorry, we don't have this. And I'm like, then why would you say they're in stock, Target?
They were like, just to mess with just Juliana Tracy.
Just to, like, personally, like, attack me.
Yeah.
But basically, the 30-ounce was in, and I was like, let me just order this. I'm sure they'll cancel it. Yesterday, I got a shipping notification, so allegedly, I'm getting the Alpha Bun, the 30-ounce.
All right, my friends. So now that Juliana has made her way back home to us with her Stanley Quenchers, I thought it would be fun to do some Wicked trivia.
Oh, good. More trivia. This will be good.
Yeah, Ken, I think you'll get maybe one or two questions right.
Maybe.
I believe in you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. This will be good.
Goodness knows. Yeah. Yes, well done.
I don't know what that
good
was.
News.
Yes. Oh, is this a song in the show?
Yes.
Good news.
In fact, it's in the first part. Like you.
Yeah.
Oh, the movie? Oh no, I don't like song. The first part of the movie. I like when they get to the city. The
that's
part
right.
in the whole school shit is boring.
Oh,
no, I don't like.
Speak
the school.
For yourself. No, actually, no. Kenny Ballgame, you would your favorite nickname. Don't throw things at me. Did you know that Stephen Schwartz, who wrote Wicked and also wrote Pippin, Personal Fave, and Godspell, was a collaborator with Alan Menken for
Little Mermaid?
No. Ready?
Beauty and the Beast? Lion King?
Ken.
Emperor's New Groove?
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I was waiting for you. Quasimodo?
Yeah.
So he wrote Hellfire, and now he's writing Wicked? He's written Popular?
He's been collaborating for a bit.
God, yeah. That's quite a...
He has an impressive resume,
yes.
I have to say.
He also helped with Pocahontas, and I'm going to shout this one out for Shelby Converse, editor, Prince of Egypt.
That's a great movie.
For a second, that's where I thought you were going.
Great
and
movie.
I remembered the Hunchback exists. And
there's
a running bit.
Yes, and...
Quasimodo's going to come here one day.
One day, yeah. We can ask.
I may not be here,
on Broadway, you cowards.
So, let's get into it.
Yes, Wicked trivia.
Quick question number one. You asked this earlier, Ken, but you didn't realize it. All right. What is the name of Elphaba's younger sister?
I got it because I asked it earlier.
Ready?
What is it?
Nessa.
Nessa what?
Nessa Rose, the mayor.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
mayor of Munchkinland, the unelected official.
There you go.
Father dies in the movie.
Yes.
Nice. Very, very.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's seen the movie by now. But very kind of like inconspicuously in the background, he kind of keels over. Because
well,
I didn't even realize he died until you guys told me. He's like, he's dead. Yeah. He dies.
At the end of the movie.
Nobody cares. Nobody even cared.
Well, he wasn't very nice.
No, he was mean to Elphaba.
Yeah.
He kind of deserved
it. He was
it.
Mean. He was kind of a dick.
It's not like he was Elphaba's dad.
He's the mayor, though. They got a vacant.
Spoiler.
Wait, does she. Does she rise to become the mayor then, Nessa?
I can't tell you.
I can't tell you. You have to spoil
it. Oh, no wonder she's an unelected. Oh, it all makes sense. Oh, my God. What a schemer.
I love Ken figuring
this
out.
Oh, Lord of God. Nessa's the mayor of Munchkinland. That ego she's going to have now? Shit. She's going to be running Munchkinland, the school. Alpha, she's going to have a whole damn movie about her.
Oh, God. Yeah, so her name's Nessa Rose.
Wicked 3, Rise of Nessa Rose.
Like so a political theater, I don't know if you saw the 1939 Wizard of Oz movie, but unfortunately, I don't. Spoiler alert, I don't think
Nessa has a long
Nessa has a long
career.
Track record.
Well, we don't know.
Has a long career on her.
She could have started her own.
Just from solely knowing the 1939 and the book, I don't think.
But you know, yeah. What if? We'll see.
We'll see. With relations with the animals or something.
Yeah, keep speculating, Ken.
Yeah. Keep thinking on that. Yeah. So her name is Nessa Rose.
Beautiful.
People call her Nessa. Nessa.
Yep.
Nessa.
Something to confess.
Wait, that's the meme, right?
She's also the
isn't she a meme?
And Bach.
Yes. The meme. Yeah, the meme.
You know what? Let's dance.
Okay. What? Sorry.
Was it purposeful?
We could do the whole thing.
That?
We could do.
Okay. I hope so. All right, number two.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the university where Elphaba and Glinda meet for the first time?
Oh.
It rhymes with what you almost said. Yeah.
It's only because you said this bear was from Wiz or Lion. I keep saying this bear.
Yeah, I'm concerned why you keep mistaking bears and lions.
Shiz, yeah. Two for two.
Bear.
I didn't even
cheat. I want everyone to know that this the bear that Kenny is referencing is the lion from The Wiz, and it is wearing a t-shirt that says Be a Lion.
Well, no, his t-shirt was, he was wearing like a crop top for him, so you couldn't really see his.
Be
no,
a Lion.
The lion had a crop top,
Wiz,
and now
like,
he has a full t-shirt.
Is this a bear from Wicked?
Yeah.
I just want everyone.
He's looking
to know.
Good. His shirt's on.
Shirt's on.
It's a little cold for a crop top.
Were we?
We're in three.
All right, kids. What province does Elphaba come from?
Munchkin
what?
Land.
Hey.
Yeah. He's getting a lot more than I thought he would. Yep. Yeah, Munchkin land.
Yeah. You're basically like a Shiz University student with how much you know.
Oh, no. I want to be in the city, man.
That's right.
It scares me. A lot going on.
Speaking of scary, what is the name of the headmistress at Shiz University?
She's in Crazy Rich Asians, isn't she?
Yes. Yes, she is. She also won the Oscar for
all
everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With the guy from The Goonies.
Yeah, good
and
point.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
That movie is fantastic.
Great film.
It is.
The name of the I don't know.
Take it away, Juliana.
Madame Morrible.
That is correct.
Wait, Madame Morrible?
Yep.
Yes. Rhymes with horrible.
Jesus. That's intentional, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
She's kind of nasty in the movie.
She is. She's so mean to
Glinda. Is she an actual witch, or is she like kind of semi? In the movie, I don't get it.
In the movie, it's very clear she controls the weather.
The weather, right. But that's not like schemey like the wizard, right? Like she actually can
do some magic, but...
She can't read the book, right?
She has trouble reading the book, but yeah, the movie changes it a little bit. But
what about in
the thing? She does control canonically in both the musical and the movie. She controls the weather, and I feel that's important.
We'll find out.
Yep.
Ooh. Oh, I think I'm getting it, but no. Oh my god!
All right, okay. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
What is the name of the love interest that comes between Elphaba and Glinda? It is not Dr. Dylan and the Goat. It's gonna eliminate that out.
Goat?
It's not the goat.
He's in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Peter Dinklage. Yes.
And an elf.
Yes. That's right. He is an elf.
Yeah. Oh my
god. And he's in the new Toxic Avenger movie.
Yep, he is.
Sidebar.
He was in a stage or no, Cyrano de Bergerac.
That's right.
Is this? Oh god, my wife thinks he's good looking. Oh god,
your wife is
Fierro.
Yeah.
The only reason I know some of this is because I wasn't kidding when she watched the movie four times in the way that it was three, as many times as you could parse it out to watch it all.
I mean, if that's not a testament to how much people love Wicked,
and how hooked you will be if you
haven't seen it.
But Bach, doesn't Bach got the hots for Glinda?
She doesn't.
She's not into it.
See, all of Wicked teaches you that all of the mistakes you make in college will follow you for the rest of your life.
And you will never redeem your synonyms. Yes. You will never change.
No. Wait, so then Bach's going out with the mayor. Ness is the mayor.
She's not yet, though.
Well, she will be.
You'll see.
You'll see.
Is this all on the Broadway show?
Yes. Yeah.
Amazing. So I might have to go see it now.
You're going to have to.
I think you would really like the Broadway show.
Gosh.
It's so beautiful. Even just the overture. Like
maybe
I
will.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to.
We should do it for a podcast.
Yeah.
Yay, podcast field trip.
Who wrote the novel?
Yes.
I don't even want to talk about the book. The book is...
Yes, this is a good time to remind everyone. If you are wondering what your kids should experience or not.
Not the book.
The book is quite rated R. It is proper fan fiction. The musical is PG.
Mm-hmm.
So good parental general. And then I did look up the movies the other day because, some people...
Yeah, what is the rating on those?
That's PG as well.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
It is not PG-13, which I thought.
Oh, wow.
There was rumors that For Good would be PG-13, but alas, it is PG.
It is for all.
So something to keep in mind if your kid's, a little bit on the younger side. Do I take them? Do I not? If they're easily startled by maybe flying monkeys or magic spells, maybe give them a few years. But if they're, like Juliana and they've got their Stanleys and their beanies, let them go.
I will also recommend don't let your kid read the book until you deem it appropriate. However,
yes.
The little golden books have Wicked,
yes, she said that. That's great.
Wicked movie themed books. I think they have an Elphaba, Glinda, and a Fierro one, question mark. They may be even selling them in a box set. That is appropriate for your children.
So who
that's
is
a
the
great
author?
Idea.
Do you guys know the author?
I do.
I do.
So. Who's the author?
So the author is...
C.S. Lewis?
That's right. For trivia. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You're locking in C.S. Lewis?
Did you say
C.S. Lewis?
The guy who wrote Lord of the Rings.
Tolkien?
Yeah, he wrote Wicked.
I can't look at you right now.
It's Gregory Maguire.
Yes, that's correct.
Found an old manuscript.
Gregory Maguire is a fantasy novelist, and not only did he write Wicked, but before Wicked, he wrote Confessions of a Wicked Stepsister. So if you like fantasy or if you like fairy tales with a new spin on it, this is your guy.
Was this like a legal book?
Yes.
Like,
yeah. I mean,
he wrote it, but like, wasn't it fanfic?
It's kind of interesting because, not to go out, derail, but fanfiction has become so well established and well written by authors mm-hmm. that it is slowly becoming more and more published.
Sure.
So I call it fan fiction, but it would also be an adaptation is another.
It's like Star Wars had a lot of expanded universe stuff.
Yes.
Like all that like fanfic before Disney bought it.
You were reading Alchemized, right?
Yes, I was.
I was
watching a video before we came down here.
And
apparently that's a Dramini fanfic that was retooled into an actual book.
Yeah,
but
I didn't realize that.
There's a lot of books like that. So, like, 50 Shades of Grey is one.
Correct.
Any of it, if you, like, I keep thinking the character's name and not, like, Clary and JC. It's Cassandra Clare.
The Mortal Instruments, City of Bones.
If you were into that series, that's all a Ginny and a Draco fan fiction that was retooled.
Wait.
The original, like, trilogy, and then it branches off into not that.
What?
But, yes, you didn't know that? That's a Draco and Ginny.
I have
Ginny.
All of those books on my shelf. Are you? That makes so
that's
much
why,
sense.
That's why, like, a brooding blonde boy.
Oh, my God.
From a magical family. And
wow.
I mean, Ginny is a redhead also from a magical family.
Yeah, well, it's Harry Potter adaptations that I've been reading that I didn't know were Harry Potter adaptations.
Yeah, no, there's a whole genre of books now that are essentially reworks of previous properties, and Wicked is
I feel like it's
less like that, but
yes.
More like it's based off of the it's allegedly based off of the original L. Frank Baum book.
Yes.
It does borrow a lot from the 1939 movie, but allegedly it's solely based on the one that is in the public domain.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's allowed to ref and do whatever he wants.
And build and all that
good
stuff.
Sure. Oh, cool. That's neat.
That's nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, sidebar, Alchemized was really good. It was like 1,000 pages, though.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. What Broadway theater currently houses Wicked in New York City?
I do know the answer to this, but what can go first?
I almost wrote it down in the blib and then had to erase it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to guess, Kenny?
Guess the theater.
I don't even know what their name, Broadway.
All right.
So there is a theater on Broadway called the Broadway Theater. Oh,
see, that one.
Look at that. Okay.
That's
so
where it is.
You weren't that off.
And you are wrong. That is where the Great Gatsby is currently.
Poor Leo.
My guess, it's not really it. It's the
toss.
Yeah. The Gershwins, my favorite.
The Gershwin.
Gershwin.
Singular.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's beautiful theater.
Yes, as you know. Actually, it really is a beautiful theater.
It's
really gorgeous. Like, and then now that they, during the 20th anniversary at least, they had like mementos, kind of like almost like it felt like a little museum because there was like
it's immersive.
Props, like, like stuff like along the walls that you could read and like.
Hmm.
I love that. Oh, okay. For the next one, I just found this out today. The original director of Wicked won Best Director for a different musical in 2004. Who was it? And bonus,
oh my God,
what was the musical?
It's the one you mentioned that won, the Tony.
Incorrect.
Oh, shit. Lion King.
Incorrect.
Chicago.
Incorrect.
So, it's Joe Mantello.
Correct.
I don't know.
Hercules.
Oh, God. I don't know the other show.
So this show is a favorite of mine. It's a Stephen Sondheim.
Oh, my God. Is it Assassins?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Hey. And Assassins, as I mentioned the other day, references Buffalo.
That's
it
a twofer.
Does. Yeah.
Here we
Julie
go.
Juliana got both points there.
Yes,
well,
she did.
I kind of conceded and then I'm yanking my answer back.
I'll give you a 1.5.
Oh, I got this one.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Which Wicked actor won the 2004 Tony Award for Best Actress in a Musical? Kenny,
it's one
yes.
of my favorite jokes.
Go on.
I don't know if it's right, though.
Say it.
Adele Dazeem.
Oh, jeez.
I knew it was coming. That's why I telegraphed.
I was so excited.
Say my name out loud.
Say it out loud.
The wickedly talented.
Say the John Travolta quote.
Is that her? Did she win?
She did win. Idina Menzel.
Right?
Idina Menzel.
Yeah. Elsa.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good for Elsa.
Yeah. Good for Elsa.
Good for Elsa.
She let it go, and then she defied gravity. Yeah. And
she's in the movie too. She got a cameo.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
I love them in that movie. Yeah.
I was just thinking about how long that movie was, and the fact that Stephen Schwartz is like, nah, I'll write a bonus song for my two queens. I was like, God, yeah. All right.
That's I'll awesome. Add bonus lore.
Bonus lore. Yeah, seriously. And I know he's adding new songs to the musical, the second one. So I'm very curious. Okay, name the title of the book about the making of the musical Wicked. Ooh. It's a reference to the show.
Munchkin Land.
I like where your head went. That's wrong, but that you were strong and wrong.
The Making of Munchkin Land.
Oh, okay. A little variation, a little flair. Still wrong, but you know what?
I'd read that book.
Okay, so now I have a question.
Okay. Oh, no.
There's technically, I feel like, two.
Oh, there's two?
So there's the Grimoire, which is like the big book that you have like all the back of the behind the scenes pictures and stuff like that. But Stephen Schwartz also wrote a book called Defying Gravity, where he talks about like the music of Wicked. And I think it's like also like an autobiographical like thing about his life. I haven't read it.
Oh, so, snap.
But...
It was the Grimoire.
It was the Grimoire. Okay, I was like, which one are we referring
to? She got you.
I grant you a bonus
she got
point.
You.
Yeah, zing. Nicely done, Juliana. And folks who are Wicked fans, now you've got several books to read.
I think they sold his book, at least on Broadway.
Oh, so smart.
It could be at the merch stand here. I don't know
it
for
could
sure.
Be,
but...
Including Wicked Part 3, The Rise of Nessa Rose.
Actually, I know you're joking, but Wicked...
That's not real, right?
Wicked has two sequel books.
Yeah.
Son of a Witch.
Right.
And then also one with the Cowardly Lion.
I
can't remember the title.
I forget his name. Isn't his name like Gurr or something
like
that?
Yeah, something like, cute like that.
Gurr.
I remember because I bought it from
my
dad.
He's right here with us.
That's the one from The Wiz. Mm-hmm. It's different.
Different universe.
I thought he was a bear, so.
Never forget. All right, let's wrap this up. Who originally played Glinda on Broadway?
Christian Chenoweth.
Yeah, yeah. Juliana, do you want to give the proper pronunciation?
Chenoweth.
With
adding some Z's, but yeah.
You're right.
Isn't that her?
She was nominated for the same award in 2004. It was
Adele
like
Dazeem.
As Adele Dazeem.
As so Idina, was, yes.
So it was like a question of like which of the Wicked ladies, like Death Becomes Her this year.
That's right.
Of will the Wicked ladies split the vote? That's a
Are
mythical
they, like,
thing.
Fighting?
That's not.
No.
So they're technically against each other, but they're representing the same show, like for the same, because only one person can win the award.
Yeah, but are they mad at each other?
No, there was rumors, but they were both like, there were rumors that Kristen Chenoweth was mad, but then Kristen Chenoweth and Idina were like, no. Also, Kristen Chenoweth has a Tony from,
right. From Good Man Charlie Brown.
So she like
she
had
one.
Been a Tony Award winner already.
I love her performance of that.
Charlie Brown?
Yeah, because
it's so funny.
They don't do the pumpkin. But she has a song where it's like My New Philosophy, and she performs it at the Tony Awards, and she goes, I can't stand it. And I quote that all the time because it's flawless. I'll send it to you later over Slack.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
pretty.
I can tell. Your eyes went dud, so I know you want me to send it to you.
We won't even look at it.
I'm busy articulating my book about Nessa. And
that's
her
right.
Rise to,
as an unelected
as an
official.
Unelected yeah. official. Yeah. I learned a lot about Wicked.
Did
makes you want to see it.
You should. You really
it's here
should.
For 3 weeks,
I will
my
go
God.
Again. I'm seeing it on my Tuesday subscriber date, but like there's two whole weeks where they're non-subscriber dates.
Yeah.
So like there's a lot more availability. And actually on Shay's social media a little bit ago, we posted a calendar of mm-hmm. best availability. And I think they like highlighted the best dates to go see it in
yes,
green.
Yes, very helpful.
Yes.
So like bring like a bunch of you guys like go see it like
yes.
go see the show.
The whole
like,
family is going
get your
me.
Girlfriends, get your book club, get your guy friends, get any of your friends and make sure that if you are a Wizard of Oz fan, if you're a Wicked fan, if you've seen the movie and not the stage show, this is your opportunity. We'd love to have you here during November, which is such a fun time, and bring your best green and pink outfits, friends. Like we want to make this city drenched in green.
And there's
so,
fun stuff happening. I mean, the city's going to be illuminated in color.
Yeah,
restaurants and stuff are doing around the theater district. Me and her doing Wicked themed cocktails and food and all that. I don't know if I'm getting ahead of myself, but yeah, there's a lot of cool cross promotional things going on for when it's here.
100%. All right, my friends, I'm going to do some campus shout outs and then I will let you get on out of here. Wicked for Good Food Drive. Shays is teaming up with Feed More Western New York to collect non-perishable food items. Donations will be accepted at all entrances to Shays Buffalo prior to each performance of Wicked and can also be dropped off throughout the day at the Shays box office at 650 Main Street. The Shays Young Professionals will be selling calendars for the coming year during the run of Wicked as well, and you can visit those folks in the lobby. Calendars are only $20. And Musical Fair is gearing up for their production of Irving Berlin's White Christmas, perfect for the holidays, at Shea 710 from December 4th through the 21st. And my last shout out for now, because there's a lot coming up and here at Shea's for November and December, is Naglia and Ballet and the BPO are gearing up for the Nutcracker here at Shea's Buffalo. That's December 5th through the 7th. Join us for this time-honored Buffalo holiday tradition. It's always very beautiful at Shea's at the holidays, and this is a great way to come visit us. All right, my friends. That was wicked awesome.
Wicked.
Wicked.
Wickedly talented, Rita.
Wickedly
Juliana.
Done.
Juliana is wickedly talented as our agent.
Yes.
Come to the spotlight. Yeah. Hey, you figure out the most important spotlight.
That's right.
Campus shout out during the Spotlight Lounge, Rita.
Again, Juliana, like, I will catch you up. Don't you worry. No, I'm just
kidding. Perfect. All right, my friends. Keep dancing through life. Until then, we hope you enjoyed the vibes, got some tea. Check us out on Shays Buffalo's social media page. And Ken, why don't you play us out?
Cast Party is presented by Shays Performing Arts Center.
Produced by Cassandra Lippert, Ken Lazuski, myself, Juliana Tracy, and Rita Siriani.
Theme song by John Michael Ogletree.
Audio mixing by Dave Lenhart.
Logo and graphics designed by Acacia Crozier.
Marketing and social media by Bridget Neeson.
Please rate, review, and subscribe to Shays Performing Arts Center Presents Cast Party, wherever exceptional podcasts are downloaded.
Or visit us at shays.org.
Bye-bye.